Hello, creeps. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. You're listening to Tony and Cooley on the Redbeard Podcast.
Beer Podcast is brought to you by these cool dudes.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cooley, and you're listening to the Red Beard Podcast. I'm chilling with my boy Tony.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? I like how I say it like people are gonna respond to me, bro. Like, it's not a thing. You know, like, yo, I should just let it's an illusion, but I guess I just like to mess with it.
Well, stop ruining it.
Well, it's already been ruined, so.
No, everybody is playing along, and they're, like, talking to you, and they think they're feeling like they're having a conversation, and you just ruined everything.
Hey, man, well, hey, if you guys are talking back to me, awesome, man, because that means that I'm selling it, and it's an interactive podcast. So welcome to the Red Beard Podcast.
In the fourth dimension.
Yeah, man. Oh, dude. So, you know, hey, obviously we record this whenever we want, and we release it at this point whenever we want because it's been pretty inconsistent lately. But, Halloween is tomorrow, man. So guess what? It's Wednesday in real life. Dude, do you have any plans for Halloween? Like, what are you going to do, man?
Yeah, I'm going to go, hang out and shit. I guess. I don't fucking know. Well, I don't do shit on Halloween.
Dude, you don't like...
I'm going to pass candy out to kids.
Yeah.
Try and scare the shit out of people. That's probably about it. And then I'm going to go to... our buddy John is having a party on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna hit that up on Saturday night after we hit up Rhode Island Comic Con.
Word. Yeah, man. I'm psyched about Comic-Con, dude. I can't freaking wait, man.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Dude, Comic-Con is a big year for me specifically because 2 years ago, Richard Dreyfuss was actually supposed to show up, dude, and then he canceled because there was that whole, like, Kevin Spacey shit going down, and apparently some news came out that, like, Kevin Spacey and did some weird shit or something happened with his son, and he decided he wasn't gonna show. And from sources that will remain anonymous, they told me that some shit did go down with Kevin Spacey and Richard Dreyfuss's son. That was confirmed, so that sucks. But so he canceled, and he wasn't there last year, but this year he has been on the docket for about 2.5-3 months, and he always cancels, man, but it's in a couple days and he's still there, and I already purchased the photo op, so
you've been to Rhode Island Comic Con just like I have.
Yeah.
Multiple years, and it's still not too late for him to cancel. I'm not trying to speak negatively or
jinx
this whole fucking thing, but I'm just look, man, I love you, bro. You're like family to me, and I don't want to see you, like, fucking invest all of your happiness into this one moment before it even happens. We've been there, and we know that, you know, he can fucking just not show up, bro.
Yeah, dude, I mean, he could cancel, but I mean, like, he's notorious for canceling, like, a week before or, like, 2 weeks before, and, like, dude,
yeah.
You know what?
I mean, very close, so.
Yeah, but I will say this, man, like, the day he was supposed to be at, like, this Jaws, like, thing, maybe, this was, like, a couple years ago, they were doing, like, a 40th anniversary of Jaws, and in Boston, they were going to show the film, and then he and Joe Alves were going to speak about it after, and the day of, dude, he canceled, and we were like, what the fuck, and, like, everybody basically, the organization that headed the whole thing up sent out this huge email. They were like, this is not, please don't let this be a reflection on us. We will refund your money if you do not want to come because Mr. Dreyfuss is not coming. He had to cancel due to filming something on CBS. Like, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's always some excuse, but I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, man, hoping that he does show this time just because, man, he's like the last surviving member of Jaws. Well, of the main three, you know, like Robert Shaw's dead, Roy Scheider's dead. I would like to at least meet one of them. You know what I mean? It would be really cool, man. It's like one of my favorite movies of all time. So I'm just hoping that I can actually meet this guy. So fingers crossed, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm like excited for you, man. Because if it goes through and he actually shows up, I know that's going to be a big moment for you because I know how big of a fan you are.
Yeah, man, it's going to be dope. Like, I don't even know. This is probably, honestly, I don't think I've ever been starstruck before. It's been like very, like, there's been one or two times, but I mean, this is one of those moments, man, where like, I really don't even know what the fuck I would say. You know, like, I have no idea. Like, obviously, like, nice to meet you and shit, but I feel like everybody says that. It's like, it's tough because it's like when you meet these people, you want to have some kind of a moment with them. You know, like get some kind of like human reaction from them other than them just kind of signing something and walking away, or, you know, the photo op where you literally like stand next to them for 3 seconds and they, you know, push you through like cattle. You know, it's like, I know I'm paying for the picture, but I actually would rather have some sort of an interaction or like just an experience with them. You know what I mean? Like some kind of meaningful exchange. So that would be worth more to me than this, you know, photo op. But I mean, the picture is pretty cool to have.
Yeah, man, for sure. Dude, you and I both work in IT.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we're not going to just blab out where we work, but
no.
I mean, it's right now it is 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
Well past office hours.
Right.
Do you ever get messages from people that you work with looking for help, like at this time of night? It is the most bizarre thing to me. Like, why would you think that I'm monitoring? Like, I'm obviously seeing this because I'm you know, remote right now, and you and I are not like in the same room, so I have my phone with me and whatnot, but messages just keep popping up. Like, hey, Cooley, would you like me to leave my computer on when I leave so that you can tie it to the door? I'm like, I'm not doing shit tonight. So like, whatever you want to do, bro, like, go for it. Like, you leave it on, turn it off, fucking stick it up your ass. I don't know. And I don't care.
Yeah, man. I literally, like, honestly,
send me a message during reasonable hours.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man, like, there's a certain point where like I literally just have it set so that like I'm logged out of like all work shit at like a certain time, like automatically. It's like, dude, I don't respond to my emails unless it's like super urgent or like, you know, it's like a server issue or some shit, you know. But like, other than that, it's just like, yo, dude, I'm like watching Netflix, like, you know, or I'm like recording a podcast or spending time with my family. Like, during the day, I give a shit about your issues. Like, right now, they mean nothing to me. So,
yeah. I can't tie your shit to the domain remotely anyway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, dude, like, I'll run a fucking script that does that. Like, I'm not gonna fucking worry about it now, man. Fuck that. So,
oh man. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt this this awesome pop culture conversation that we were having with work.
No, but man, it's all good.
I just find it funny. No, I just find it funny that people just don't know like what office hours are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, honestly, some people just have like, they just, the work is their life, and I like to have work-life balance, you know what I mean? So that's all there is to it, man. I separate that shit. You have to, you know? Like, dude, tomorrow I'm going to be heading out just a tad early because like, and not really that much early. I'd say maybe like 20 minutes early because I want to get home for like my daughter's first Halloween, you know what I mean? Like, that shit's important. You know what I mean? Like, I need to get home for that stuff. Like, I'm not going to...
Halloween is the most important holiday.
It's the most important holiday. Yeah, dude, it's
it really is.
It's a pagan tradition that we all ignore but celebrate. So
yeah, and it's like super fun. You know what I mean? Like you dress up, you get to be somebody else, you get to, you know, get candy, and I mean, like I'm talking like, you know, as a child, it was my favorite holiday, man. Like all the other holidays, like I mean, like Christmas was cool and shit.
Yeah.
Every other holiday, somebody wants to drag my ass to church, and I'm like, yo, fuck this.
Yeah.
I didn't want that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking sit there and have this fucking guy like fucking throwing holy water at me and fucking chanting and.
Yeah, it's wicked cultish, and I'm Catholic, man. I can say that. So
that's what it is, man. I'm telling you, fucking peace be with you and all this shit. Like fucking, I'm just sitting there waiting for the fucking communion because I'm hungry.
Dude, just you're waiting for your Cheez-It as Dane Cook.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my fucking wafer.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
body of Christ.
Yeah, that'll fill you up, bro. Bro, you know what's weird though? Yo, this is the one thing that I think is kind of disturbing, right? So, and you correct me if I'm wrong, or tell me if it's different in your area. You live like 10 minutes away from me, but like, dude, when I was growing up, man, and I went trick or treating for Halloween, dude, it was like a fucking block party. Like on my street, it was like there were kids everywhere.
Fuck yes.
It was ridiculous. Like now, dude, it's like they do all this stupid shit, like trunk or treat, where you go to a fucking parking lot and you walk around to people's trunks and they give you shit. Like you don't go to people's houses anymore. It's like people trick or treat in malls, which is like the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard of. Like
super fucking dumb, bro.
Dude, it's just so fucking dumb, man. Like what happened to actually walking around your neighborhood, man? And like being neighborly and like literally like trying to scare the shit out of your friends. And I don't know, man. I just feel like it's so different.
Yeah, you know
now.
What, you know what it is though, man? You have like, so nowadays everybody's like super cautious and super fucking like scared of actual assholes because they're out there. And in some way I can understand it because, you know, you probably can understand it more than I can. You know, I mean, you know, you have your daughter now and stuff like that. When she's like 2-3 years old, you really want to like, you know, have her go up to somebody else's house and take candy from a stranger when like the entire rest of the fucking year, you're like, don't take candy from strangers. Like, I get it. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like, but that's different, man. I mean, you can explain that to them that it's, you know, they're with you. They're in costume. It's not like, you know, I mean, I understand that. It's like, you have to kind of, you know what I think it is, man? It's like, dude, you could like go to a website and sign on and see how many sex offenders are in your neighborhood. And I feel like we didn't have that knowledge back then. And I'm not saying it's bad that we have it now because it's good to know that. But in situations like for Halloween, man, it kind of fucks shit up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it really does. People are so scared now. You know, it's like...
Yeah, like, do you remember the fucking myth about, like, razor blades and apples?
Yeah, dude, like, I fucking never took apples. Like, I would just throw them out.
What dummy doesn't see the fucking slit in the apple made by the razor blade being pressed in?
I don't know, man. Yo, you know what I did one year? I scared the shit out of my mother. So she used to be like, all right, empty your bag out. And I would empty my bag out on the table, like me and my sister. And she would go through all the candy and like make sure that it was like sealed and shit. And I used to think, this is what I always thought. It's like, yeah, okay, even if it's sealed, if somebody really wanted to be that much of a psycho, they could literally take like a wicked small needle and like inject some shit into the candy. Like that's how like disturbed like I would think. Like that's how easy it would be to really fuck somebody up. But what right. I did is I literally got like a Butterfinger or a Milky Way and I ripped it open and then I literally taped it back together with scotch tape and I put it back in the fucking bag and then like I dumped it out and I literally made sure my mom found that and she was like, wait, where did you get this? And I was like, I don't know. Like I got so much candy and she's like, you don't know who gave this to you? She's like, this has been tampered with. And I let her have like a panic attack for about like 2 minutes. And I was like, no, mom, I ripped that open to fuck with you. It's just like who does bro, that? You know what I mean? Like, dude.
Bro, would it be a cool fucking prank to like get one? You know those blood capsules?
Oh my God, that's fucked up. Yeah.
Like, what if you had like an apple and like you just like walked in and be like, oh, I just got this apple from this guy down the street, and you bite into it and you have like one of those blood capsules in your mouth and you're like, oh, fuck. Dude, tell me that wouldn't be like the ultimate fucking like, because like I think people would go fucking crazy.
Probably. You like literally you, start like you just foaming said, like, from
what
the
if,
mouth.
What if you start off with, yo, remember when people used to tell you fucking razor blades would be in these motherfuckers, and like you just like start laughing it off, and then you bite into it, and you're like, ah, oh, shit.
But I feel like that would be too obvious if you brought it up right before that happened. It would have to be random as fuck, bro. You know, be like, I don't know, I found this. What happened? I don't know. He bit into this apple, but then you'd have to like let the apple just slide out of your hand and like. But before you actually start, like you bite into the blood capsule, have like a razor blade in your pocket that you just stick into the apple, and so that when you drop it, people see it sticking out. You know what I'm saying? Like really,
yeah,
fuck
dude,
with people.
Dude, that shit would be hilarious.
Oh my
I think
God.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go get some shit tomorrow. I'm gonna do that. That's gonna be my trick for the trick or treat season.
Yo, did you actually do like tricks and shit, or like? Because I never really did like the trick thing. Like it was just that was just something that we said like trick or treat, you know, whatever. But we never really like trick bitch. Like never really did that. I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, the trick is usually the adults. You know what I mean? Like, trick-or-treat, and then they put, like, fucking empty candy wrappers in your shit.
Oh,
like, trick, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker. Oh, man.
I mean, like, tell me, like, on Halloween, you never, like, fucking egged anybody or threw toilet paper and shit?
I never really did, man. Like, I never really got into that. Like, I think there was maybe one year. Well, one year we might have. I think we toilet papered, like, a buddy's house or something like that. But, I mean, like, it was.
Oh, you did it to a buddy? That's fucked up.
Well, no. But, just, I mean.
We used to fuck up people that, like, we didn't like.
No. We did it to, like. Well, he would. Well, no. I mean, like, when I say buddy, it was, like, a dude that we knew that, like, we didn't really like him. So, that's why we did it. You know what I mean? But I think I did that, like, once.
Right.
But, like, it was. You know what I mean? Like, other than that, like, I never really, like, did that shit. I more went to, like, Halloween parties and stuff, and that was fun. But, yeah. Yo, like, I remember one time we threw, like, firecrackers out during Halloween, scared the shit out of some people. Like, that was, like, the extent of, like, tricks. You know what I mean? But, like, we never really, like, I never did any, like, hardcore pranks, I guess. You know? I don't know, man. But Halloween, I'm looking forward to Halloween. I have no idea what I'm going to be tomorrow, but I'll figure it out. So, I'll figure it out. What are you going to be?
I don't know. Fucking me?
Yeah, that's dope.
I don't know.
That's scary, man. It, like, truly is.
It is. Dude, you know how many people fucking walk to the other side of the street when they see me?
Yo, so, all right. I think it's time to enlighten our listeners about one of the experiences that you recently had on a train where you scared the shit out of somebody. So,
I can't do that tonight.
Oh, you should though. It's so good.
No, I'll do next episode. Promise. Like when we're in a room together and I can actually like get a little bit loud, because that's like I can't just do that and be all like calm and quiet and shit. You know
what
I mean?
All right. All right. That's fair. That's fair. All right, no.
Because that requires a little bit of elevation in my voice.
Oh, that was fucking funny, man, when you told me that I was dying. Oh, man.
Yeah. Promise, man. Scout's honor.
Yeah.
I'm not a scout, but trust me.
No, I hear you, man. Yo, I was reading this online today. So, obviously, Game of Thrones is over, but this actually just came out. So, you know how back in one of the final episodes of Game of Thrones, somebody saw like a Starbucks like cup in front of Daenerys.
Yeah.
Well, she was on Jimmy Kimmel, I guess, like a couple of days ago, and she basically like came forth and told him who the actual like culprit was that left the cup there.
Who was it?
I guess they were at like some Emmy party, and the conversation kind of came up, and the guy who plays Varys came up to Emilia Clarke, and he was like. He's like, Amelia, he's like, I need to tell you something. I need to tell you something, love. She goes, I was the one who left the cup there. So it was Varys, bro. Like, he's the one who left it there, but everybody thought it was like Daenerys or like, you know, one of the chicks, but it was him.
That's mad funny.
Yeah, man. I give him credit, man. I like the fact that he actually like came forward and admitted it. Like, that's dope because they can't do shit now. Oh, that's fucking funny, dude.
You know what? You just brought up Game of Thrones, and actually in my head, all I've been thinking about for the last like week, I want to say it's been about a week, I think, since I saw this. But all I've been thinking about is Star Wars. The latest trailer had dropped and some really cool shit was revealed. And we all know now that the Emperor is actually going to be, you know, back completely physically, and he's going to be a major part of the movie. So like, all I've been doing is like coming up with theories and reading everybody else's theories and all this shit. But in my reading, in my browsing online, I found that the Game of Thrones people are not going to be making a trilogy. I don't know if you knew this or not, but
I did. Yeah, I saw it the other day. It was on, I forgot, I think I saw it on Facebook. Yeah, they got dropped, dude.
Yeah, well, they exited themselves. Like, they didn't get dropped, they dropped out. And I think it had something to do with scheduling conflicts or whatever, because they were contracted with Netflix for, you know, a bunch of new series and shit. And they can't keep up with the workload. Like, they took on way too much. And so they had to drop Star Wars. And so all that did was piss me off, because I feel like Game of Thrones was such a fucking great series until the last season. And the last season completely dropped the fucking ball.
But why does that piss you off? I feel like that's probably a good thing that they didn't, you know, take it then, because they could possibly fuck
it
up.
Well, no, think about this, right? Like, let me finish what I'm saying, though, because like they I feel like the reason why season eight, right, of Game of Thrones was so shit was because these two guys, D&D or whatever the fuck they call themselves, they were in a hurry to get on to their next thing, which was the Star Wars trilogy, because they were more fucking excited about that. You know what I mean? I feel like, because I think HBO, and I'm fairly certain that this was common knowledge, HBO was like, whatever the fuck you want to do, do it. Right? It wasn't right. Like they were like, oh, we have limited budget and we don't have, you know, enough time, and, you know, we're gonna have to like scrunch this down into six episodes, and, you know, this is how we're gonna make it, blah blah blah, like we have to figure out how to make this work. Like, they didn't have to do that. Like, it was legit. Like, HBO was just like, yo, here's a blank check, whatever you need, however much time you need to do it, fucking make it happen. And they were like, okay. And they took a year and a half to give it to us, and they only gave us six episodes, and those six episodes were all rushed as fuck because they wanted to get onto their next shit. That has to be the reason why. They were approached by Disney. They were given the fucking keys to the kingdom. Write your own trilogy. This is going to be your fucking baby. Has nothing to do with the Skywalker trilogy. You don't have to follow anything that anybody else did. You're writing this from the ground up. It's all yours. And they were fucking pumped, and they were like, let's get the fuck out of this shit and do that shit. And then they got out of that shit, they're doing this shit, and then they're like, fuck this, we can't handle it. So now we just fucking lost out on everything. We lost out on a fucking great ending for Game of Thrones because of Star Wars, but then they fucking not doing Star Wars now. So what are we going to get on Netflix? You know what I mean? Whatever they do on Netflix is not going to make up for the bad ending of Game of Thrones and not getting a cool Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah, I guess there's kind of like a downside to that. You know what I mean? Well, dude, that's what happens, man, when they fucking try to take on way too much. I mean, like, try to be masters of the universe, you know? It sucks, you know?
Right.
I mean, I honestly think it's, you know, it's good, man, because now you're going to have people that are going to be able to focus on this stuff. It's going to be handed to the right people, you know, that are going to be able to put the time into it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know one guy that I'm excited for, and I don't know if you know about this either, because we haven't really talked about Star Wars so much, but Kevin Feige is actually tapped to do a trilogy now.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard about that, man. That's dope.
Yeah, so, I mean, the dude that brought us the Marvel Universe, and that brought the Marvel Universe to the cinema, and pretty much everything he touched was gold and was worth every fucking penny that you spent to go see it 8,000 times in the cinema. That guy is going to be doing a Star Wars trilogy. And believe it or not, and I don't know if you knew this, but Kevin Feige is actually more of a Star Wars fan than he is a Marvel fan, and is what you would, he's actually what you might call the ultimate collector. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got so much Star Wars shit. And I've heard, like, interviews with him in the past, like, before he actually got this this offer to do a trilogy, where he was just like, yo, I have two jobs. One is, you know, to bring you the Marvel Cinematic Universe in all its glory, and the other is to fucking just be the biggest fucking Star Wars fan out there. And, like, his thing was, like, he didn't really want to do a Star Wars movie because he wanted to just be a fan. Because he said, like, being such a big part of this Marvel universe, and, you know, trying to drive it in the direction that he's driving it in, and getting all the talent and putting everything together and producing all of this shit, being so deep in it, it's really hard for him to separate himself and actually step back and just be a fan. So he said that he was happy that he wasn't doing Star Wars, because now he could just, like, watch all this new shit as it's coming out. But, you know, I mean, like, there's so much new shit coming out that I suppose he's just like, you know what? I guess I can just do fucking three of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
And he's not going to write or direct any of it. Like, he's a producer. That's what he is. He's not a writer. He's not a director. I don't believe he's somebody that gets behind the camera ever. But curating talent just seems to be a specialty of his. And to get... like, I'm sure he's going to get a phenomenal fucking writer. Mm-hmm. He's going to get somebody that's going to direct the shit out of it. And he's going to get actors that are going to fucking be amazing, because that's what he's done every time he's, you know, produced a Marvel movie. So, I mean, I'm fucking pumped for that shit. I can't wait to see what he does.
Yeah, man. No, I mean, that sounds dope. I mean, I'm glad that somebody that's actually, like really passionate about it is going to be able to probably do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I think that's dope. One of the other things I found out, too, I mean, as you know, I'm a huge, I always have been a huge He-Man fan. And
yeah.
There's some new, like, Masters of the Universe stuff that came out. Like, everybody's been wondering, like, when the hell, like, this new Masters of the Universe reboot movie is going to actually happen. But it
didn't
was
that get canceled too, or
no, it didn't get canceled, man. It was originally supposed to go to theaters, but now it's actually, the information came forward where, THR indicated that the film is probably just going to go directly to Netflix. Which kind of makes sense, because I mean, She-Ra and the Princesses of Power, that animated series, they're on Netflix, and then also the upcoming He-Man animated series from Kevin Smith is also going to be on Netflix. So I feel like,
yo, if it's going direct to Netflix,
what's that?
I'm sorry, but if it's going direct to Netflix, I got a feeling that just means it's trash. I feel like they were gonna make this movie. It was going to be in theaters. They probably got so far in producing it and had some kind of screening, and the studio was probably like, fuck this.
I don't think that's even close, because Masters of the Universe, it says that it will now open on March 5th of 2021. So this is like, we're way out, dude. So you know what I'm saying? Like, they're saying it's a possibility that it might go straight to Netflix, but I mean, it doesn't mean that it's going to be trash, man. I mean, like, there's a lot of stuff that went straight to Netflix, and it's fucking good.
Oh no, but
I've seen
the actor that they have for He-Man, and he looks fucking, it looks like a super bad choice.
Well, whatever. I mean, so I'm not gonna trash it yet, man, because, like, I haven't, you know, who knows, but I mean, you know, Stranger Things went straight to Netflix and it fucking killed. You know, like there's a lot of things that go straight to Netflix. November 1st, man, The Irishman is going straight to Netflix. It's directed by Scorsese, dude. It's got De Niro, Al Pacino, Harvey Keitel, Joe Pesci. Like everybody's in this fucking movie and it's like going to blow the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's
Scorsese.
But you're
talking about...
I know it's Scorsese.
But you're talking about things...
And it's a lot of great actors, but I still feel like 2021 is far out, bro. You know what I mean? Like it's another
right.
2
but you're
years.
You're talking about series. You're talking about a series and a movie that were not. They're not just going to Netflix. They were opted by Netflix. Netflix put money into them, produced them, and made them right. Like these are Netflix originals.
But it's not. It's not confirmed though. It's not confirmed. It's a rumor right now. It's saying that the film could go directly to Netflix.
All right.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm holding out some hope for this, man. I mean, I feel like it could be good. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, dude. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm not gonna shit on it. I'm not shitting on it. I just don't like the actor that they picked. I don't think he looks like he's going to be a good He-Man. He could get in the gym and fucking prove us all wrong, but I mean, I don't think He-Man should be like a Dolph Lundgren type. Like, I think He-Man needs to be like a Schwarzenegger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I played with the toys when I was a kid. Like, there's not many human beings that look like that. I get that. But there are some. And, you know what I mean? Arnold was one, and there are plenty of new ones out there. I mean, The Rock would have been weird because he's The Rock, and I really don't want The Rock to be He-Man. But, I mean, somebody of that stature would have been perfect.
Yeah, I mean, like there's a lot of bodybuilders out there.
John
man,
Cena.
That, like, yeah, John Cena.
Tell me John
been good.
Cena wouldn't. John Cena would have been fucking great. I just, I was going through my mental Rolodex of fucking giant actors that actually have some skill, and John Cena is one of them. He's fucking, he's great. I've loved him in everything that he's been in.
Yeah, I don't know
so
if
far.
I could see him.
I mean,
as
they've
He-Man,
been bit
though.
Roles. I don't know. I mean, I think he, because did you see Bumblebee? I don't know if you did or not.
No, I didn't see it. I wanted to.
Yeah, Bumblebee was dope, and he was in that, and he was actually really fucking cool, and it was in an action role. So, like, I mean, I know he can, I know he's got the chops for it. He can definitely do it, but I think he has like the, he's actually got that heroic like jawline and all that shit too. So,
yeah,
I think he would rock that shit. I just don't think he'd be a good Prince Adam.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, hi, I'm Prince Adam. You know, secret
unless they were making like a comedy out of it.
The day I held my sword, you know, I don't know. I think,
unless they were making a comedy out of it.
Yeah, nah, it shouldn't be a comedy, dude.
Like, no, I'm not He-Man. Trust me. I promise I'm Prince Adam. I'm not He-Man.
That's stupid. That's, I'm not He-Man. I promise.
Stop calling me He-Man.
Yes, for real.
Can't
Why
you see I'm
in
wearing
front of this
pink?
Huge skull castle? I don't know. It just happens to be there.
Can't you see I'm wearing pink?
Yeah, dude. There's so many things about He-Man that I question now, looking back on the cartoons. But like, dude, I loved it growing up. So.
Nah, dude, He-Man was the shit.
Yeah, he was, dude. I was He-Man once for Halloween. Right? Full circle. I was He-Man once for Halloween. Like, that's how much I was into it. So.
Yeah, dude, he would punch a villain and they would go to Snake Mountain. Like, think about that. Like, it's not just that he could punch somebody and send them flying, but he punched somebody and had fucking aim and knew exactly where Snake Mountain was from anywhere on the planet.
Yeah, man, that's because he's He-Man. He's master of the universe.
Yes, he would punch a villain and they would fly back to their fucking headquarters, their villainous headquarters, Snake Mountain. Crazy shit. Dude, listen, back to the Star Wars conversation. Let's fucking go back.
Yeah.
We're going back.
Back in time.
Look. Back in time.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Gonna go back in time. So one of my theories, and I'm not giving away my theories for my hardcore theories, but this is just something that I thought about that I thought was funny. I feel like Star Wars basically I think Star Wars is telling people that knowing your biological parents is a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. Now, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Every hero in the galaxy of Star Wars, every like legendary hero is like either an orphan or somebody who was abandoned by their parents, or, you know, like they were runaways, and they end up being these like legendary galactic heroes. And everybody who has had any contact with their biological parents ends up as a Dark Lord of the Sith, or a leader of a supreme leader of the fucking First Order. And I just think it's weird. I think it's very weird that that's the message that they are sending to everybody.
No, that's fair.
Agree or disagree?
I agree.
I also think it's weird that fucking George Lucas...
You said what?
Couldn't just... I think it's weird that George Lucas couldn't just come out and say that that's why he was upset, because I feel like Disney is kind of running with it but not understanding what he was trying to do, because I feel like most of his originals, the you know, 4, 5, and 6, and also 1, 2, and 3, even though I hated those movies, I thought they were like, you know, overblown spectacle with fucking CGI, and I hate that they went with CGI when this is a franchise that was built on practical effects. But I think one of his major themes was, believe it or not, that he was doing some things about white privilege and actually trying to show like how that affects people. And I say that because, you know, fucking George Lucas is the first fucking dude that you'll find in a fucking dashiki with his wife fucking making movies about, you know, Red Tails. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, this guy is, like, woke, man. Fucking Lucas is woke. And I don't want anybody to think otherwise. So I feel like, you know, all that shit about, like, it, like, I know it was like, oh, well, you know, Luke's an orphan and he's raised by his aunt and his uncle, right? And, you know, he had hardships and he was, like, Luke is black, bro. He's white on the outside, but but Luke's presence in this movie, he's a black dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the shit that most of us fucking come up in, that are brought up in, like, you know, these, you know, in the ghettos and fucking in the inner cities and shit like that. Like, they don't have their real parents. They don't have a lot of the things that they would want. And I guess what I'm getting at is that's what he was doing with those movies. Like, he was showing, like, you know, like, being a product of your environment, right, you can overcome that shit and you can become a hero. Where with Disney, they're just like, ah, fuck parents. You know what I'm saying? You don't need parents. And they're not giving you the same, you don't get the same vibe. You know what I mean? It's just like, I mean, you got fucking Kylo Ren telling her, yeah, your parents don't fucking matter. You know what I mean? Like, just fucking come rule with me. Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know, the message is different. And I just wish Lucas would have, like, articulated, because I can't really articulate it the way that I want to, but I'd like for Lucas to get out there and just fucking confirm my beliefs and just say it the way that he should say it, instead of saying that he feels like he sold his baby into slavery. Because that was a thing that he said, by the way. He said selling Star Wars to Disney was like selling his child into slavery.
Oh, that so sucks.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird moment. But I don't know, man. Like, I'm actually I'm tapped, man. I don't really have much more to talk about.
Yo, I got something to talk about, man. I have to ask
what you got.
I have to ask you. Two things actually. So, everybody should go on Instagram and check out Kevin Hart's last post Kevin Hart for real, because he actually dressed up as The Rock for Halloween, and it's the picture of The Rock where he's wearing like a turtleneck with like a fanny pack. It's mad funny, bro. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so if you check it out, it's dope. Did you see it?
No.
Dude, just look it up on IG. It's fucking hilarious. Like, he nailed
it. Oh, wait,
it.
Are you talking about the one where he's got like a flat top and he's got the fanny pack and all that, right?
Yeah, and he's got like a chain around. It's like a turtleneck black shirt. It's like the worst shit.
Yeah, I know it. I know what you're talking about. It's like one of the first pictures he had out there.
Yeah, just look up Kevin Hart for like the number four reel on Instagram right now and tell me what you think of this shit. It's fucking epic, dude. Like, he killed it. And he's totally doing it to fuck with him. I love it. So... this shit's awesome. All
right, man. So,
I was gonna say. Other than that, I figured we could do a quick round of Would You Rather, man.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a long ass time.
All right, man. Well, I got one for you. All right.
All right. Yep. All right.
So, would you rather use a dildo or a sex toy that has been used by a friend and cleaned by you to your satisfaction, or use a fork that has been used by tens of thousands of strangers and questionably cleaned by an underpaid teenager in the back of a restaurant?
I think the answer's obvious.
What is it?
The sex toy, bro.
Yeah, right? Because you,
yeah, easily cleaned by me to my satisfaction. If it's cleaned to me by my satisfaction, I absolutely. Before I stick some dirty ass fucking fork in my mouth, yeah, absolutely not.
Yo, but like, what if
that's
like,
not happening?
But what if like the guy that like or the like? All right, so I don't know what type of, if you're a guy, like what fucking sex? Like, what is it going to be like? A fucking like fleshlight? Yeah, fleshlight. So like, so. You, some dude sticks his dick in that shit and like jizzes in it, whatever. Like, what if he has like an STD or some shit, and like you're still gonna be cool with like cleaning that shit? You know what I mean? Like, dude, I don't know. Like,
yo, it's what alcohol is for, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, like,
use rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
IPA did, wipes.
IPA wipes. Yo, but I honestly feel like I feel like everybody uses like a fork at a, has used a fork at a restaurant before. That's been like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you go to a restaurant, dude, and they give you like real silverware and not plastic shit. Like it's been used by other people before. You know, like everybody's done that. I don't know. I just feel like I've already kind of done that. I don't know if I'd be cool like fucking a used fleshlight, even if I cleaned it, bro. I'd be like feel weird after. I don't know.
Yeah. Sex toy. Fuck it. I'm not putting dirty forks in my mouth.
All right, cool, man. But you put like your dick in something that might be dirty. Yeah.
I can always wear a condom. You never fucking specified that I couldn't do that. So.
Yeah. If you gotta wear a condom, maybe you shouldn't fucking fuck that. Just saying. All right.
Yo, in IRL, I ain't fucking a sex toy anyway. So. This is all hypothetical.
Yo, man, in real life, you shouldn't say IRL. You should just fucking say in real life, bro, because that's for texting. So, just saying. So,
I do it all the time. So,
yeah, it's fucking weird.
So FI.
All right. So, do you got one?
Would you have sex with three hot models, with no one believing you did it, or have coffee with the three hot models? With the whole world believing you had sex with them.
Oh, dude, I'd have sex with them. I don't give a shit if people believe me or not, because that shit happened. Like, I don't give a fuck what you believe. I don't give a fuck, dude. But, like, I was there, it happened, and it was fucking awesome. And then, I had sex with them, and then I go home and, like, slit my wrist with a fucking spoon because I'm living a lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the answer.
Fuck that.
The answer here is, if you chose coffee here, there's something seriously wrong with your mind. That's what the answer is.
All right, man. Well, I guess I fucking won. Yo, I like how Would You Rather they have fucking answers. So.
Yeah, right?
All
right. Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong if you choose. All right, here we go. Let me give you one more. Let's see. right. All right. Would you? Okay. All right. This one's good. Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs? They still can't decide.
I give up cheese, man. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be healthy?
Yeah, you're not fucking supposed to have dairy anyway. That's what they say now. I mean, like...
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah,
fuck cheese.
Fuck cheese. It's not as good as blowjobs. Just saying.
Well, I'm just saying, one of these things... one of these things is going to be difficult to live without, right? And the other's not... The other one, not so much.
Yeah. I mean, yo, I will tell you this, man. I did vegan shit for a little while, and living without cheese wasn't that fucking hard, man. So, just saying, you can use vegan cheese, bro. It's not real cheese, so technically you could use it. So
right, and vegan cheese, not only is it not real cheese, but it's not really fake cheese either. That shit does not taste, smell, look, or behave like cheese.
Yo, honestly though, like there's this cheese made by Daiya, and like it's that's the brand name, like Daiya. And yo, dude, Jim came over to my house and I was like, dude, I'm trying to do this vegan shit. And he's like, wow, you're a fucking asshole. And I was like, yeah, I guess so, but I'm doing it. And then I literally like, I was like, yeah, dude, I'm trying this like cheese right now. He's like, is that how you having cheese, bro? And I was like, it's not real cheese. And I gave him a slice of it. I was like, dude, just fucking try this. Like, it's not going to kill you. And he tried it. And he's like, yeah, I can't fucking tell the difference. Like, you know, so that's the thing. It's like, I don't know, dude. There's so many different options now. Like, yo, that Impossible Whopper is dope.
Like, yo, I love the Impossible Whopper. It's my fave.
Isn't it awesome, dude? It's so fucking good.
I think it's better than a regular Whopper.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. Yo, so you watched that documentary Game Changers, man. I thought you were going to go plant-based after you watched that.
Yeah, did you fucking see me eating meat or something?
No, I don't, dude, I don't go to lunch with you every day. I haven't fucking checked your lunchbox since I fucking...
Oh, no, like you said, you spilled
vinegar on it. No, like, did you end up actually doing that, dude? Did you go plant-based?
Yes.
No shit.
Yes. Yes.
So what are you eating now? Like, seriously, I'm just curious.
Salads, mostly. I try to make meals, but I'm not good at that shit because I only know how to cook meat, so it's really fucking hard.
Yeah.
But and shit comes out fucked up, but that's fine. It is what it is. But yeah, I don't really do anything special. It's mostly just, you know, salads with greens, peppers, tomato, olives. You know, and then I'll like fucking have like a protein bar or something like that. But I'll try to like stick to, you know, like plant-based protein and shit. Huel is big. I don't have it, but I'm getting it.
What is it?
It's on its way. It's called Huel. It's a vegan protein shake that is also a meal replacement that has like 400 calories in it. So
yeah,
it's actually going to be dope. That's pretty much it, man. I really don't have like a game plan yet, but I've been successful in reducing the amount of meat that I intake. Like I'll have like, you know, some fish here and there, or, you know, of course just making dinner, and like, she doesn't want to make a whole separate fucking dinner for me. Like we'll have meat that night or whatever. I'm not shutting meat out of my life forever. It's just, greatly reducing the amount of meat that I'm putting in my body.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I respect that, man. That's kind of what I did at first. And then I like tried to, then I just ended up doing like the whole thing, you know? And like, that's the challenge, man, is actually trying to find shit that's like vegan that you can have. I mean, there's a couple places in Boston that I'll go to lunch where I'll like, it's specifically like vegan food and they have like a lot of like different recipes. But I found the trouble was that the carbs, man, are very high in like vegan food, you know? So that's the struggle I found, man, is like I could make something, but like it has a lot of carbs, and I feel like you need to be active too, you know? And like, so it was tough, but I mean, and I now I'm doing the exact opposite shit, man. I'm doing the keto diet, which you could do vegan, but it's super hard because you'd be taking in a lot of, like, you know, avocado, obviously you can have because it's like a high good fat, but like you also have to take in like a lot of other shit that I just like don't have the time for. So it's like my meat intake did go up a little bit, but I mean, like, dude, I've lost like almost like 14 pounds on this keto diet, you know? So it's like, mm-hmm. it's definitely working and it's working fast. So once I get down to my goal, you know, which is about like another 15 pounds, dude, I'm just gonna literally just maintain it, but then take a lot of the meat out of my diet, you know? So it's kind of, it's not something I'm, you know, I don't like taking in like a lot of meat. So I'm trying to limit it, but I'm still taking in enough for this diet to work. So, but it's, yeah, man, I mean, I'm not hating it. So it's good so far. I'm definitely losing the weight. I feel better. My brain fog is gone. And I feel like that's the one thing with being, plant-based is that I found like my brain fog was gone too. You know, you can think more clearly.
All right. So I've got a, my second question for you.
Oh, word. All right, let's do it. We got way off track.
Yeah, we did. Would you rather watch Jack and Jill, Paul Blart 2, and Spider-Man 3 once per day in succession? Or have Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider's disembodied voices constantly telling you the same dick joke for the rest of your life?
All right, what was the first one again, the first part of that?
Watch Jack and Jill, Paul Blart 2, and Spider-Man 3 once per day in succession.
I mean, I feel like... like, how many times are they going to tell me the dick joke, though? It didn't specify, right?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. That just means they fucking always are in your ear telling you the same dick joke.
Yeah, no, I would probably, I'd probably watch, like, the movies because, like, it doesn't say that, like, I can't have them on in the background while they do other shit. You know, like, at a certain point, I'm probably just going to end up tuning it out. So, I mean, I'd probably do that. You know, I just let them, like, right. let them play, you know?
Well, the answer for this is the voices. So, I don't know. Yeah. I guess this person really hates Jack and Jill, Paul Blart 2, and Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I don't fucking blame them, though. Like, I think they're all fucking three horrible movies. But
oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's what I got.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, I mean, I hope that you have a happy Halloween on tomorrow, dude. And I hope that, you know, I'll probably see you anyway, man. I don't know what the hell we're talking about. I'm pumped about Comic-Con on Saturday, dude. That's going to be dope. Hopefully Dreyfus shows up. And I think I'm going to meet Robert Patrick, who was the Terminator in the T-1000 in Terminator 2. And he was also in Fire in the Sky. So...
hell yeah.
Yeah, so with that being said, man, I am done.
Me too.
All right, well, we will catch you guys soon. We're gonna shoot to do this once a month, just because of our schedules. So stay tuned a month from now. And if we choose to do it a little bit more often, we will keep you guys updated. But do us all a favor, guys, if you like listening to us, you know where that subscribe button is. Subscribe so that you know exactly when we come out with a new episode and you can play it on the go wherever you are, whenever you want. And yeah, we'll see you then. Later.
Later.
Hey, this is Zach Galligan and you're listening to Red Beard Podcast. You know, the guys are pretty cool, but don't feed them after midnight.
Thanks for listening to the Red Beard Podcast, which is part of the Nerd Ruckus Network. Please take a moment and like our Facebook page and share your thoughts on the episode as well as what you would like to hear us discuss. Also, give us a follow on Redbeard Podcast and Nerd Ruckus on Instagram and Twitter. And check out nerdruckus.com for all of our entertainment channels.